This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Prisons in Colorado are nearing capacity, and officials are required to make more room. CPR's Allison Sherry reports one way to do that is to parole some people ahead of their scheduled release.
The Department of Corrections says that when the bed vacancy rate at state prisons remains below 3%, that triggers an automatic review of which prisoners may be eligible for an expedited release on parole. The state agency provides a list of inmates who meet a specific set of criteria to the parole board, which must review and schedule hearings for those people. The state's prison capacity is about 16,500 prisoners. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The White House wants to revoke the EPA's finding that climate pollution is a health threat. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports thousands of people are fighting that change.
That includes Reverend Clara Sims, a leader of a group mobilizing New Mexicans of faith for climate justice.
Reversing the foundational, peer-reviewed, and consensus-driven science that makes up the 2009 endangerment finding is morally and ethically bankrupt.
Sims and others say the endangerment finding protects people and the environment from vehicle and power plant emissions. The Trump administration says it's being used to justify over $1 trillion in regulations, including former President Biden's electric vehicle policies. And the move will reinstate customer choice for auto buyers. The attorney generals of New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado testified against the change. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The state health department is urging families to get their children vaccinated for school. It will send texts and emails to the families of more than 470,000 children who may be due for routine vaccines. This is CPR News and KRCC.